In today's episode, we're going to discuss one of the most challenging yet obvious hurdles you need to overcome to start your first film. Stay with us. Well, hey everybody, this is Nicholas from Spare Room Productions, and this is my stepson, Avery.
Hi.
And this is season one, episode one of our podcast, where we kind of explore the journey of filmmaking and all the gloriousness that it takes to actually make a film. And in this podcast, we thought we would just kind of document our journey together in exploring filmmaking. So to start off, we are recording from a park bench at the Wilton Beach at Grant Lake in Bemidji. Actually, just outside of Bemidji, Minnesota, where we live. And yeah, just a little bit about us. We've been kind of in film, exploring it for about a year now. Is that right, Avery?
About 7 to 9 months.
About 7 months, yeah. And it kind of started with us, where I had purchased a camera because I had a love of photography.
GX85.
Yeah, that's right. I had a love of photography years ago, and I wanted to get back into it. Yeah, so I purchased the GX85, and I said, "Hey Avery, write a short film, and so that we can go out and test out how to use this." So, Avery, why don't you tell them kind of what you did?
I just went down and wrote a simple thing. At that time, I had no idea where I was going, except now it's a lot more. It's now going to be a web series instead of just one short film. Yeah. And now it's called Fallen.
Yeah, even at the time, we didn't even know what it was called, did we?
I didn't even know what the character's name was. It was just some medieval dude that's walking in the woods.
Yeah. And so we're hoping that in this series, we can encourage you and to go out and start making your own film. We don't have any formal training. Neither of us have gone to film school, partially because Avery's still in high school.
Fun time.
But we wanted just to kind of document our journey together and what it's like to do this. It's really fun. We've been enjoying it, and we've learned a lot. And so hang in there, and we hope that you can learn something along the way, too, as we're exploring film together. So the biggest thing that we can really encourage you guys to do, there's a big, huge truck driving by. I hope you all can hear that.
Gotta love Hick, Minnesota.
Oh, gosh. The biggest thing that we can encourage you to do when it comes to filmmaking is just to get started. We found that we actually have learned so much just by doing it, just by getting the camera out, getting the audio equipment out. Honestly, is that truck could be any louder?
Go away.
I don't think it could be any louder.
Yeah.
Just get out there and start making some films. And don't really worry about too much about planning ahead or figuring everything out ahead of time. Just go out and make it. I think one of the things that helped us do it is that we actually didn't know what we were doing or and so we ended up learning so much just by just trying it. I think sometimes getting your foot out the door can be the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to jump.
Right. Even in the second, we're trying to make another episode, and so much planning has gone into it, it's kind of stopped us from doing it, really. And so the other day we're like, hey, let's just go out and just take some footage. Avery had an idea of what we could do, and why don't you tell them a little bit about what we did that day?
Talking about the one where we did like just what we filmed?
Yeah.
We just went to someone's backyard that we knew, and we just filmed a bunch of B-roll and just cool looking shots.
Yeah.
It was really hot. I had to wear a bunch of wool clothes. It was really fun.
You were just baking.
Oh,
I thought you were going to die. You were so hot.
I felt like I was wearing winter clothes in, like, the Bahamas or something. Ugh.
Well, and you had had a short kind of script of what you wanted to do, right?
Yeah. Except we're still filming, and it's still in progress.
Right.
But it's all going to form around the character's narration.
Sure. And we're going to record that separately, so that's why we're just shooting B-roll.
Learning the Scottish accent, right. I'm actually going to talk to some people that actually have a Scottish accent for real.
See, I think that's awesome.
I'm going to go like, hey, send a recording of you reading this so I can copy it.
Yeah. When it came to episode one, we had the screenplay and some scenes down, and we just literally just went out on an overcast day where we thought we could get the best...
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days, and just started shooting out in the woods and all over the place and randomly in people's yards who didn't agree to it or we didn't even ask permission.
Yeah, just a random farmer's field.
Yep.
We just started making it. One time we took family with.
Yeah. So I think that's... So the main point today is the main point is to stop planning.
Well,
stop preparing.
Well, plan, but...
Right. Don't let that hold you back. Just get out there and start making something. You'll learn way more. Because I think that... I mean, I've learned about exposure, about framing, about all sorts of things just by getting out there and making it happen. So our biggest thing today is encouragement to you is to just start. So what if you went out, took your camera out today and made something? Don't wait till tomorrow to make it happen.
It can be really bad.
Yeah.
But that could, you can just say that's the point.
Right. It can be have really a lot of shaky camera in it.
Yeah.
Because right? Our first one has a lot of shaky camera.
Oh. No one can tell.
Yeah.
Unless you're professional.
So cheers to creativity. We hope that you guys are getting out there and making something happen today, even if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, because that's how we do.
You'll never know what you're doing.
Yeah. So this is Nicholas and Avery signing off. Have a great one. See you next time.